Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. From debut author Shale McHugh comes Poder Omnipotent, a story of friendship where the snap of fingers can transport you to a world of intense magic, brutal murder, and unsettling mystery. Of fantasy worlds ever created, few are as daring and singularly as brilliant as this one. A profoundly crafted story with a lore-rich universe coupled with twists and turns in every direction. One review calling Poder Omnipotent one of the most thrilling things they've ever read. And Shale McHugh, author of Poder Omnipotent, winner of the prestigious Plume Award for Literary Excellence, is our guest on This Week in America. Shale, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Rave reviews for this. You've created this wonderful world and so much to talk about as to how this all came about. And I understand this is what been sort of years formulating in your mind. This has been a passion for some time. Talk about the background for this story.
Yeah, so me and my younger brother, Judah, used to go outside and play as kids all the time. And whenever our older brother left, we were stuck with making the world ourselves. So when I was about 10, so about 12 years ago, we started just forming the world off of nothing. And, you know, it is what it is now.
You know, and that's amazing. And I can imagine after all these years, you've developed probably, hundreds of characters and situations. Talk about that in developing these characters and going back out of all these years that you created this and coming up with this book, Poder Omnipotent.
So the first character we ever created was one of the children of the characters in the book. So the book is actually kind of an origin story for our world's creation. But basically, when we would go outside, we would each create a character, and then we would create that character's story. And throughout the years, we created linear and like hundreds of characters, thousands of years of history and lore that just kind of confounded on itself over time.
You know, it's interesting. Did you take notes as you were going along? Of course, you probably didn't have any idea at that point you'd end up writing a book, but how did this all just come back in your memory when you and your brother were talking?
No, so we actually continued to go outside and create stories up until I was in high school. And then at that point, you know, going outside and playing with sticks was not as fun anymore. So I wanted to continue doing something with this world because it's just so much and it's all in my head. So I decided to write it. And I originally was writing it as a hobby just for fun, but all of my friends urged me to publish it. So that's ultimately what I did. It was peer pressure.
Well, in this case, peer pressure is good because the world is a better place because of this book. I mean, the reviews have been excellent. Winner of the Plume Award, as I mentioned, and when you look at the reviews, it's just such a dramatic world and characters that you've created. Poder Omnipotent, and Poder is P-O-D-E-R, Shale McHugh. I'm going to spell that. That's S-H-A-Y-L, McHugh, M-C. H-U-G-H. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com, the publisher, in their bookstore there, and all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk again about your brother's involvement in this, because he really inspired you, and the two of you worked together on a lot of this, didn't you?
Yeah, so I'm currently on the second book. I'm actually going to put him as a co-author, because he's actually been a big help in writing the second book as well. But for the first book, a lot of it was just us bouncing ideas back and forth. He helped me with a lot of the idea in creation and fact-checking me if I accidentally got something wrong, because like I said, there was a lot of information that we built over the years.
Well, yeah, and that's interesting. And this book is available at writersrepublic.com, as I mentioned, in the bookshop there. We've got all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So this is interesting. This is a published book. It's doing really well. And this was never meant to be a published book. Talk about the process when you decided to write it and get it to the point where you felt, okay, this is ready for publication now. How challenging was that to get this story into the book?
It was actually more challenging than I expected, because writing the information in a meaningful way on paper is a lot harder than just, you know, saying it out loud or just playfully making stories.
Yes.
So I ended up rewriting the book like 3 times, different stories. I'm probably going to rewrite some of the old ones and publish those later. but it took a lot of time to get a story out that I was actually happy with publishing.
You said something before that will make people very happy. In reading reviews, it's like, I hope there's more. I can't wait for a follow-up. This is going to be what, part one? You will be doing a sequel or sequels?
Oh, yeah. I definitely plan on writing more. Like I said, I've got thousands of years of history. So as long as I can continue to get them out and I can afford it, I'm going to continue publishing until I'm, I don't know, older.
Well, it's interesting. When you read the reviews, people really like the fact that there's a quick start to this book. You grab their attention right at the beginning. Talk about that in the writing process. It's remarkable what you've been able to do, which started as, you know, just these word games and worlds that you were creating outdoors. Talk about crafting a story so you capture their attention right away. And twists and turns, I mean, once you get our attention, page one, you continue it all the way through the book. How difficult was that to go back and make sure that the story was moving along at a proper pace and holding our attention?
That part was actually rather easy. At least I think it was. I wrote at beginning, and I guess the story just kind of flowed from there. It's kind of hard to explain the writing process because I'm not a master writer by any means, or at least I wouldn't have called myself before, but I just kind of got into the flow of writing. I saw the characters, and sometimes I would rewrite scenes too because I didn't think they went properly, but yeah.
The book is Poder Omnipotent, and that's P-O-D-E-R, book available at writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. They're the publishers of the book, and then we've got the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk a little bit about the universe that you've created and some of the characters that we'll read about in this book, Poder Omnipotent.
So the world currently takes place on the continent of Pelora. It's all humans. It's kind of low fantasy at first. There's only humans. There's barely any magic at all. But the story follows the two main characters, Lord Luther Heron, who's the Lord Regent of a country becoming ready to become king. And the other character is a Ninevir named Selvia, who Ninevir are historically in this world bloodthirsty and very powerful monsters that everybody fears, but they're so rare that they're barely ever born. So the story is about a very passive Ninevir who just shows up in the middle of Lord Luther's kingdom, and he doesn't know what to do because she's not showing any signs of savagery that the history talks about, and he's on the verge of war, so he's in a predicament about what to do with this historically monstrous human being.
Talk about drawing out the characters. This is a story of friendship. This is also a story of, it's a mystery. There's magic. There's brutal murder. Talk about developing the characters because they are multidimensional, aren't they?
Yes. So the story from Selvia is she's a very kind of naive woman. She was raised in the woods with her mother because, you know, people are afraid of Ninevir. So she hadn't seen any part of the world until this point. So for her development is basically her becoming the Ninevir, or becoming part of society, and then having to worry about everybody hates this person, and kind of that naive and innocence just kind of being demolished by the world that hates Ninevir. And then for Luther, he goes from a calm, very calm, usually thoughtful person, but he just gets struck by tragedy after tragedy that just kind of makes him struggle to keep his sanity.
When you deal with a cast of characters as you have, is there a fear sometimes that maybe you're overthinking? You can, you know, multiple personality traits that maybe, okay, I don't need to do that here. How do you go about juggling all of that and making sure that, again, the story moves, we understand the characters, but you're not over-explaining?
I guess I just try to write. I bounce back and forth. I'll write a lot on one character and then I'll be done for the day. And later, whenever I can get in the frame of mind of another character, that's when I'll start. Cause it changes from one perspective to the other. Yes. Between the two characters. So Usually I try to take a break, get myself in the right frame of mind before I start writing another character.
That's interesting. Let's talk about your writing process. It's always fascinating to find out how an author goes about creating the craft, in this case, Poder Omnipotent, the book available at writersrepublic.com and the bookshop, the usual places. How do you go about, do you set aside a certain time you're going to write? Does it happen when you get ideas, stop when you don't get ideas? How does it work? Is there a routine that you follow?
There is literally no routine. Usually whenever I have an idea, I'll just go into my room and I'll start writing until I get more writer's block. Sometimes, like because of that, I'll come back later and I'll be just like, that idea was awful. And then I'll have to delete it and start over with that particular part. Yeah, but I haven't got a routine. I just write whenever the mood hits.
Let's talk about the early years, because that really is sort of the core of who you are as a person and a writer. I understand what homeschooled for a number of years in the beginning, the impact that had on you, and maybe doing some reading and that type of thing. Talk about the background. You've come from a large family as well, don't you?
Yeah, I have 10 siblings. I was very close with most of them. The ones that aren't, you know, an entire generation older than me, moved out when I was young. But with most of my siblings, I was really close with. And whenever I was done doing my homework, we had a very large yard to go outside and play with. So me and my brothers would go outside. We'd play our stories. We'd adventure the woods. We would, yeah.
Yeah, all the stuff that you would imagine, and it all created the background in your mind for the story. Poder Omnipotent, the book available wherever books are sold. Information link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So many reviews say this is like, actually unlike other books. It's like nothing that I've seen out there. Talk about that, and you weren't influenced really by anything. I'm going to ask about your influences here in a second, but this really isn't a copy of something else, is it? This is a unique story that you're telling.
Yeah, so a big part of that is, I think, because other than like Super Mario World and like VeggieTales, we weren't allowed to play video games or watch TV. So a lot of the ideas came from our minds when we were young. So there was very, very little outside influence. And ultimately, I think that helped us build a very original world with very original story writing and just less than stereotypical plot arc.
Yeah, it really is. And that's what's so fascinating. People read this and some will think, okay, this is another one of these fantasy things. And let's see, I can probably tell you where it's going to go. And all of a sudden, they're really captured in your universe and they have no idea where the story is going to go. So they're spending more time late at night reading to figure out where the story is going to take them. We talked about sequel and I said sequels. How many stories do you think you can get out of this?
So for this first series, I plan on it being 3 or 4. I have a climax of this story in mind, but I have a whole bunch of other stories with other characters that I can build on. I mean, if I had the time and the money, I could write a library full of the stories that are in our heads from our youth.
Yeah, what are the goals? You're so young and so talented and a gifted writer. What are your goals as a writer?
Really, my goals, because writing storytelling more specifically has always been my passion. So ultimately, I'd like to get to a point where I can live off of just authorship so that I can write full time.
Well, that would be certainly the goal, and you have to be getting close to that with what you've done with the book Poder Omnipotent. Let's talk a little bit about in writing the story and knowing that you're going to do sequels. So often you talk to writers and they get to the end of the book and they don't want to end it, but they really don't have any plans to continue it into another book. When you wrote this book, did you know, okay, I don't have to wrap up all these storylines because I'm going to do a sequel?
Yeah, definitely. I left kind of, you know, it's like some books that are intended to have sequels. I left on a spot that is obviously a cliffhanger. I know exactly where my story is going to go and I know exactly how I'm going to get there. The stuff I don't know is like how individual scenes will play out, but ultimately I have a good series of events laid out that will get us from the beginning to the end of the story.
What does your brother think of all this, and what's the family think? Parents and the other siblings, the other nine other than you and your brother. What's the reaction among family and friends?
So my younger brother, the one who helped me with the story, he's really excited. Our plan is, if I can make enough money off of this book, we'll share the revenue, and then we can both start writing full time together, because he also loves story writing. But otherwise, the rest of our siblings and family are happy for us. They wish us the best, but they're not as interested in it as we are.
Yeah, this is literally a lifelong, starting at age 10, so almost a lifelong series that you and your brother have gone through. Who are some of the influences now? Do you do a lot of outside reading, other authors?
I honestly don't read a lot anymore. Whenever I want to read, I just end up writing instead. I used to read a lot when I was in middle school just to pass the time, but I unfortunately don't do that anymore.
You know, it's interesting. This is so visual as well. You can see the characters. We all have impressions in our minds of the characters, the world that you've created. Any thought, any talk about doing a video of some kind, a movie, a TV series, something like that, based on Poeter Omnipotent?
I personally would love that. I would love to see my story turn into something visual. The only concern I have with that is that a lot of time when books are adapted into shows or movies, it's done very, very poorly, and it kind of detracts from the book. So if I did have it turn into some kind of media, I'd really like to see it done well.
Yeah, it has to be so difficult when you turn something over to somebody else and they have their spin, and of course they got budgetary constraints, and all of this is they're trying to make your project come alive. And I wish you the best of that and hope that that works out. Let's talk a little bit about when you think the sequel is going to be out there. It sounds like you've got all these ideas written down in your head, your brother the same way. When can we expect to see the sequel?
So I've actually got the sequel mostly written already. At this point, I'm just trying to hold out for some revenue, because I don't, after the first book, because it costed me a lot of money to publish, way more than I have. I'm just waiting to make some of my money back so that I can publish my second, because I just don't have the funds to do it right now.
So if you're looking to buy the second in the series, buy the first, and then the second one will be following shortly. So that starts the whole process with Shale in getting these books out there. A minute or so left in the program. What do you hope the takeaway is? Somebody reads Poeter Omnipotent. What do you hope the takeaway is? And it's probably different for different people, because you write this on so many different levels. But what do you hope, as the author, what do you hope the takeaway is?
Really, I just hope that people like what they're reading, because I love what I do and I love the stories that I write. I hope that I can get other people who also enjoy it, because having something that you've made enjoyed by other people is really nice.
I love the passion and the enthusiasm. You mentioned writer's block. How often does that happen? I can't imagine you're stymied too many times and you've got all of these thoughts. I would almost think it'd be harder to turn them off than it would be to turn them back on.
Yeah, so writer's block for me, it's not, I guess, usual. For me, I get writer's block whenever I have a whole bunch of different ideas of how I want a scene to play out, and I can't choose between which one, because I guess different variations of one scene kind of collide in on each other, and I just can't decide which one I want to use, and they kind of tear each other down.
That's, I would think, better than not having any idea what you're going to do. So you've got all these ideas and trying to refine these and put them into a coherent package for the book. It's been such a pleasure having Shale with us on the program. Shale McHugh, that's Shale McHugh. The book is Poeter Omnipotent, and that's Poeder. Book available, writersrepublic.com, in the bookshop. They're the publishers. Shale's website is McHughBooks.com. We'll have all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Shale, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations to you, your brother, for his assistance in creating this wonderful world and this remarkable story you're telling. Good luck with this. Hopefully sequel soon, and we can talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you again for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Poder Omnipotent is the name of the book. Book available at writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. All that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.